What's up, guys? I'm back with another podcast, and I'm super excited today because I love the podcast, and it's also a great day outside, so cool for being able to do. Want to hop right in because it's been happening with since, and it's just really a big thing when you get older with more stress to take care of your mental health. And that's why I want to give you guys 5 ways to help yourself have better mental health. So here are 5 steps to have better mental health. First thing, I'm a big component of this, but get regular exercise. And what I mean by this is it doesn't have to be something crazy. It could literally be 20 minutes of going outside and just going for a walk. There's this saying that 30 minutes of exercise, 20 to 30 minutes of exercise is better than 3 days a week going like 1 hour or 2 hours. Just constant exercise makes you just feel so much better mentally. Obviously, it looks better physically, but from my opinion, if you're not right mentally, it's really hard to be right physically or in any part of your life. So get that regular exercise, make it a habit to at least get 20 minutes of exercise a day. And if not, running outside, go for a walk. You will be relieved and shocked by how much just a little walk can help you. The second thing I want to say, not really going to go too deep into this, but get at least 7 hours of sleep. Find your sweet spot and get that 7 hours. Sleep is one of the most important things for your body. The third thing is you need to connect with people that make you feel good. So this point is just to hang around the right people. People that every time you're with them, they're not making fun of you. They're not making you stressed. They're not trauma dumping you every time that you're with them. They're people that genuinely care for you and genuinely make you happy. You want to hang around those people and those people only. You need to cut out the people in your life that are draining energy from you because, life is short and you do not want to spend it hanging around a bunch of people that bring you down. The fourth thing is to meditate. And I know some of you might be like, oh, meditation, I don't believe in it. But try it. Try just sitting in silence for even just, oh my gosh, do 2 minutes. 2 minutes, put a timer on and try to sit in absolute silence. No phone, no nothing. And you will see just how your body can't even do that. It wants to get up right away. Your mind starts thinking about a million things going on in your day, in your life. And that's the whole point of meditation, is to realize, oh my gosh, I literally have so much stimulation, so many things going on that I can't even sit with my own thoughts for more than 2 minutes. And that's why meditation helps you reduce your stress and why it helped me get to the point where now I have a podcast. It helps me every day. Whenever I do meditation and it makes me just calm down and realize that you have to live in the present and take each day, day by day. My fifth and final point is that life is hard, and you guys know that. And I'm trying to just tell you that it's okay to talk about your feelings, and it's also okay to get help if you need it. It's so looked down upon some, I don't know exactly like everyone, my friend group doesn't look down upon it, but a lot of people do. And that's not right because everybody has something that they're going through and they don't like mentioning it. But how are you going to get better if you never ever talk about it and you just let all your thoughts stay in your head? So just know it's okay to talk about it and it's okay to get help. And if you ever need help, reach out to those people that really care for you. So, with that being said, 5 steps to have better mental health. Get regular exercise, especially when it's hot outside. Get at least 20 minutes, get some sun, get 7 hours of sleep, hang around only those right people. No one that brings you down should be in your life. Meditate, just sit with your thoughts and try to figure out what are you feeling. Last thing is talk about your feelings and get help if you need it. With that being said, I will see you guys next week and hope you have a wonderful week ahead of you. See ya.